Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for November 30th, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, leadership of the Senate Ag Committee recently announced a hearing titled Agricultural Research and Securing the United States Food Supply, announced by the committee chair Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, and top Democrat Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. The hearing is scheduled for this Wednesday, December 2nd at 2:30 Eastern Time. The hearing will feature Amy France, a producer and member of the National Sorghum Producers, and also Don Glickman, who is the executive director of the Aspen Institute. Also speaking is Stephen Higgs, the director of Biosecurity Research Institute. The meeting could be the last hearing under the current leadership of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Senator Roberts of Kansas will retire at the end of the current congressional session. What are the thoughts of some analysts regarding recent commodity price increases and if this will be a continuing trend in the short and long term? Rod Bain from the USDA has more.
USDA's November crop reports highlighted an unexpected uptick in commodity prices. The questions are, will and how long are these price trends expected to continue? Analyst Dale Dirchholz, speaking to farm broadcasters recently, believes cyclical models show what was the down point of prices last summer, suggesting
we're going to see some kind of a broad shift in terms of commodity prices in general that probably is going to stay with us over the next 2-3 years, something like that.
Nathan Kaufman of the Federal Reserve Bank in Kansas City noted that future strength of commodity prices through 2021,
that in turn is going to be tied significantly to exports specifically.
Analyst Clayton Pope says while some colleagues are calling the last few months a demand-led market,
it seems like to me the absolute thing that changed the most is supply without question.
Noting significant supply decreases in some commodities such as soybean.
North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Gorian is encouraging communication with neighbors as farmers make planting decisions for next year. In a statement, Gorian says, "We recognize that we've had challenging years with off-target pesticide impacts to adjacent vulnerable crops. With rising market prices, producers may also be encouraged to plant more soybean acres next year." He added that some of the issues we've been seeing could have been avoided through better communication and planning. "We believe communicating with your neighbor about what crops you'll be planting and their field locations will help to mitigate any potential off-target impacts to vulnerable crops." Iowa was the nation's top state for net business volume conducted by the agricultural cooperatives during 2019. Based on the USDA's annual survey of co-ops, 106 cooperatives doing business in Iowa reported $17.1 billion in net business volume derived from marketing farm commodities. And the state of North Dakota made the top 10 at $6.6 billion. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.